ready if you are. Okay, I call to order the meeting of the Berkeley Lake City Council on May 19th, 2022, and note for the voice record that all of our city council members are here, as well as our city administrator, our city attorney, and two members of the public are here with us. Do I hear any motions regarding the agenda as it has been presented?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the agenda as submitted.
Do I hear a second?
A second, that.
Okay, Rebecca moves, Chip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. We have two public hearings tonight. One is on the amendment to Section 78-366 and 78-367 of the zoning ordinance regarding the variance expiration, and also our 2021 proposed budget amendment. Do we have any member of the public that wants to speak at a hearing about either of those? Okay, hearing none, I will move us on to the consent agenda. We have the following: minutes from our last meeting on March 15th, City Council meeting, financial statements from January of 22, February of 22, and March of 22, unaudited, all of those. The Public Works ratification of survey expense for the Mansions Park cul-de-sac, and the Public Works ratification of survey expense for Lakeshore Drive at Paradise Cove. Do I hear a motion regarding the consent agenda?
And Mayor, I move to approve the consent agenda.
Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Okay, Rodney moves. And Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. Under old business, Lee, would you talk to us, please, about the zoning ordinance?
Sure thing. This is a request from the Planning and Zoning Commission, who considered it and recommended approval of it at their February 8th meeting. The intent of the revision is to create a new administrative variance category for the Planning and Zoning Commission chair to be authorized to grant a one-time, one-year extension for an expiring or expired variance, provided the application is made within 24 months of original variance approval. Additionally, the extension can be no longer than 12 months from the original expiration date. I am requesting that this item be placed on second read and adopted.
Do I hear such a motion?
I make a motion to place O22242 an ordinance to amend Chapter 78-366 and 78-367 to repeal conflicting ordinances, to provide an effective date and for other purposes, on second read and adopt.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, Bob moves and Rebecca seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. The budget amendment, Lee, would you explain that for us, please?
Yes, O22243 is a housekeeping measure to identify a final status of expenses and revenues for 2021. I'm requesting the council place the item on second read.
Okay, do I hear such a motion?
Yes, I move to place O22-243, an ordinance to amend the budget for the year 2021 to repeal conflicting ordinances, to provide for an effective date and for other purposes, on second read.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Okay, Chip moves, Bob seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. And the PIB Boulevard Erosion Investigation Report, Lee.
The city engineer has provided a letter of findings and preliminary recommendations pursuant to the investigation that he was contracted to perform at our March meeting. It's just for your consideration.
Yes, I think everybody's had a chance to review that, as have our citizens. It's available on our website. And they did what appears to me to be a thorough job of with pictures and details and drawings. Is there any suggestion from any of our council members of action that you think the council should take at this point?
Madam Mayor, I think we should follow the professional engineer's opinion that repairs should begin at the upstream end of the system. I'm quoting from the report. Temporary erosion control measures in the wetlands or below would be of little benefit. Wetland plantings were considered at the request of the city, but plantings would do little to control sediment that originates off-site.
Okay. All right. There are plans to ameliorate things up there, and we can continue to monitor that process. Does anyone have any objection to that, to our staff being directed to follow up and monitor that process as the engineer suggests?
No objections.
No objections. I think that gets it right, and I think the city's contractor has done a very thorough job with this report to document things in such a good way.
Well, I thank you for those of you who have also, besides the engineer, gone out and trekked through all this very wooded and muddy area on your own. I think I think it ought to be said in the record also that our council members have studied this as well as our staff and engineer, and I appreciate the attention everybody's giving and will continue to give to this project. Okay. All right. If there's no further comment, we have no new business tonight, nor any need for an executive session, of which I'm aware. Do we have any citizen comments? Yes, ma'am.
Susan Hansen, 3755 North Berkeley Lake Road. I've lived here 34 years. I'm sure you know that I'm chairman of the Conservancy Committee. And the reason I'm here is to talk about invasive non-native plants in the city. I'm very concerned about the invasive non-native plants in the city. And I gave you a brochure about that. There are several homes that are just completely covered with invasive non-native plants, and I don't know what we can do about those, but I'm here to ask you that the city take responsibility for some things in the city's property that I think are very important. The reason you don't want invasive non-native plants is you do want native plants, and if the invasive take over the natives, then we don't have the native plants. And Berkeley Lake has changed in the 34 years. The Miramont was woods. Berkeley Walk was woods. When they did this, there was woods, and they, you know, they replanted some, but they didn't replant all natives. When the elementary school did an extension, there were, I don't know whether that had to be maybe a close to an acre, that they weren't prime woodlands, but they were native plants. And I talked with them, but they did not replant anything native. Everything there is non-native. So I'm asking the city to do what we can do. And if you turn to page 26, I marked some of these as plants. This is a plant that's Miscanthus, Chinese silvergrass. It's planted over outside, I guess, your office there. And it is not native. The problem is it blooms, it has seeds, and the seeds can go to other places and grow. One good thing, generally they cut back the seeds every year, so maybe there's not so much. But I propose that we get, you know, remove that, and it's not a big deal and whatever. And that shouldn't be a very cost expensive thing. But if you come over to page 30, glossy privet, that was planted by the city next to the spillway, that's next to the kitchens, and they did it as a screen there. And they have these nice white flowers, which then produce these berries, that the birds eat, and then they take that other places, so it spreads. And I would like, eventually, that should be changed. But at least for this year, I would like to cut back all those flowers so at least they don't produce the seeds that the birds can take to grow other places. We have funds for the Tree City USA, and I think it's usually about $500, and we haven't particularly used all of that money in recent years. But I would like to use part of those funds to do that pruning, because that would be an extra expense that maintenance people do not, that's not something they usually have to maintain at all. And I've talked to Kitchens, and they don't want that to be removed because it doesn't look that good. So they would like that. So if we could cut it back summer, whenever we could get them to do it, because I think it would be a fairly big task. And then maybe in the fall we could start planting things at the lower end, because the plants don't really have to be that tall at the lower part to block the view from the Kitchens to there. And I think there's some on both. I didn't talk to the people on the other side of the spillway, but only talked to Michael Kitchens about that. So
thank you for that. We always appreciate your advice, and we'll probably, I'm thinking, need your advice more about, I think we can probably prune back the kinds of things you're talking about, both by outside of Lee's office and over there by the spillway. At some point, we'll need your recommendation of what to plant there instead. Okay. So please be thinking about that, and let us get together and talk about that. And Rebecca, of course, is the council liaison to the Conservancy. If y'all will talk together and continue to advise us about that, we'll try to get our landscaping people involved to help.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to thank you for this pamphlet. I've already learned a couple of things about moving firewood. Boats need to be cleaned before they are moved from lake to lake. Who knew? So
yes.
There's some very good information here. Thank you.
Lot of some of them, like privet.
A whole lot of some of them, and
ivy and all that.
Yes, and my hope is if they see that the city is taking some action, maybe other people will realize, well, maybe I could get rid of some of the things in my yard.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to be able to communicate with you, after this meeting about things, because I can see some of the plants I have on my own property, particularly the privet.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was educated about what I could do about it to replace it, I would love your help. And so thank you for that.
I've put in the mayor's message before about this at your suggestion. The only thing I don't think I did, because I'm a little uncomfortable about sending too many people to you directly. Are you okay if we say?
I'm fine to do that.
Okay.
Because
many people will want
really bad plants in their yard, and I need to go knock on the door. Do you know what you have to grow?
So if we can call that to their attention and give them the way, Rodney's a smart guy. If he needs your help, probably others will want that as well. Thank you.
To do that. So, okay. Any other questions?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much, Susan, for all you do, not just this, all the time. Okay. If there's no other public comments, I would entertain a motion for adjournment. You want to speak?
Yep.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
Maryland Childress, 4363 South Berkeley Lake Road. I just wanted to officially thank everybody here and all the citizens of Berkeley Lake. Lived here for 25 years, almost 25 years now, and it's one of the best, if not the best, community that I've ever lived in. And I just want to thank you. All have been so helpful. People, when my mom was real sick, folks that didn't even know her came and stayed with her through hospice, and I'll never forget that. And also the camaraderie and the friendships that I've built here will always be in my heart. And Gail wanted me to also share with you thankfulness for her. Many of you all not know, but she's been quite ill lately, so she's not even in she's still in Knoxville. So thank you so much, and I'm really gonna miss being here, and but I'm closing the door, opening a brand new one, and I'm looking forward to that. And but y'all always be in my heart. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marilyn. We hope you come back to visit.
I hope to. I plan to.
Okay. All right. Do I hear a motion for adjournment?
I move to adjourn.
Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Rodney moves. Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. 100%. That's unanimous. Yes. All right. Thank you.